There are many of you, loyal, and thank you listeners to this show, who remember that years ago, a young woman, I think she was a very young woman at the time, named Zita Moore, would occasionally come into the studio, occasionally do it on the phone, and review theater in Chicago. Zita has, I don't know if it's, Zita, how are you? Are you on? Are you?
I'm good.
Are you listening? Do you remember the good old? Do you remember the good old days when you did those theater reviews?
Oh, way back in 1982 in high school.
You were very, very young, but very, very smart. And what I remember, about those theater reviews, you were always so kind to the actors and actresses. You mentioned virtually everyone who was in them. I have seen you over the years and then was not just surprised, but thrilled to get your review of a new movie that has gotten roundly good reviews everywhere. And you and your dad, Keith Moore, and your lovely mom, Natalie West, who is an actress, sent it to me. And then you sent it to me. And I immediately said, you got to do this on the air. So you want to do this on the air? This is the return of Zita Moore to the world of audio criticism. Are you ready, Zita?
I think so. This is my review for Dunkirk, directed by Christopher Nolan. Leaflets fall from the sky on the streets of an idyllic village in France. Soldiers fetch them from the ground as the papers collide, their ominous fluttering booming in your ears. We follow a boy clad in the regimental coat of a British soldier. In his eyes, we bear witness to the hardened resolve to survive. He collects the leaflets with his fellow soldiers, scrutinizing them with a benign detachment. When bombs rip through the sky, the boy tears into a sprint. Leaflets go flying in an eerie flurry of white. He finds refuge among a barrier of sandbags, only to shoot from the post the moment another torrent of bombs descends. In the next moment, he clambers past an obstacle and re-enters the place of battle. There, he confronts the staggering sight of his fellow countrymen, awaiting their departure on the shore. Thus begins Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan's magisterial account of a monumental event in World War II. In many ways, the film owes its resonance to Tommy, played by Finn Whitehead, whom we first see comprehending the silent herald of death. He demands your attention with his earnestness to scrape through the onslaught of terror with the skin on his bones and the heart jackhammering in his ribs. Through Tommy, we meet Gibson, played by Aneurin Barnard. Though their journey to a ship carrying the wounded commences in silence, Barnard displays an arresting aptitude for communicating his innermost thoughts without words. Some actors can take your breath away. Give Barnard the chance to steal yours. Viewers will surely recognize Barnard's adversary as well, especially if they know or are the parents of a One Direction fan. Making his film debut alongside Whitehead, Harry Styles proves once and for all that you must not think of him as a pretty face. Well, you can, but I dare you not to marvel over his fierce performance as Alex, a suspicious hothead. Sitting in the Music Box Theater, where I saw the film with a good friend, I was surprised to hear a woman say, "Harry Styles? That's stupid." Yeah, it's stupid for anyone to think of him as a vapid heartthrob. His performance is a punch to the gut, and the impact lingers. To say nothing of the soldier played by Cillian Murphy, who pays a tragic price for succumbing to the trauma brought on by his experiences. When a kind gentleman steering a rescue boat, played by theater veteran Mark Rylance, catches sight of Murphy with the help of his son and young friend George, they claim him as their first rescuee. The heartbreaking conclusion of Murphy's story captures the effect of incomprehensible horrors on the mind. The unthinkable events that unfold on the water and the soldiers' desperate attempts to survive are rendered with an astonishing accuracy and agonizing horror. Over at the AV Club, a veteran of Dunkirk assured Global News that he felt just like I was there again. I do not know if Mr. Nolan will have the honor of a more moving compliment to his work. Accolades are due to the tremendous cast who brought the film to life, from the aviators who storm across the skies to the brave rescuers who venture into dangerous waters. Everyone contributed to make the picture a testament to the ravages of war and the hope that shines through the bleakness of the aftermath. The world could use a few miracles right now. Dunkirk is one of them, a film about war that tells the story of a beginning, not an end.
Zita, that is a fine review. I get the sense you really like this movie, huh? Just joking. Your writing, too, has gotten a lot jackhammering in his ribs. You want to start doing this with some regularity, young lady?
I would love to. And I also want to give a shout-out to John O'Neill, who edited my review and made it the work of art that it is.
Who's John O'Neill? Why don't you let me edit your stuff? What's the matter? Who's this John O'Neill character? Who's he? You don't have to tell me. You don't have to. You can keep it a secret. He's a good editor if that's what he did. Zita, you're now signed up. There's no pay in it. There's nothing in it. But the next time you see a movie or a play, feel free to send it to me, and we will book you for the show. It is great to have you back in the After Hours. It used to be the Sunday Papers cast, but now you're in the After Hours cast. I'm glad you're still writing, honey, and I'm glad you're still being the observant cat that you are. So, is that a deal?
Thank you.
Is that a deal?
We have a deal.
We have
Thank
a deal.
You.
Give big hugs to your parents and your brother Jack, and I can't wait to get the next one. Just shoot it to me, and it'll be a lovely surprise one morning when I walk in the office, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right, honey. Thanks a million. That was critic Zita Moore returning to the Sunday Papers fold.